Blog Talk Radio.
Branch address 12060 Bayonne Street, Suite 2, Jacksonville, Florida, 32224.
Discussions in the show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisor representative, Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated. A registered investment advisor, Cambridge and ECM Group are not affiliated.
Welcome to the ExitCoachRadio.com network and the Retirement Matters Radio Show, where you can hear cutting-edge ideas and strategies to help you plan ahead for your retirement years. Every week, we interview top advisors, authors, and business owners to help you plan with clarity and confidence. And now, here's your host, Buck Blanton.
Well, thank you very much, Spike Reel, for that introduction. And welcome, friends and listeners, to our show, the Retirement Matters Radio Show. And we want to jump right in, and I want to introduce Jim Moyer of Resilient Leadership, LLC. Jim, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing, Buck?
Very good. We're very happy to have you on. I wanted to maybe give you a second and let you tell us a little bit about Jim Moyer and then a little bit about Resilient Leadership.
Sure. Buck, I'm a Marriott hotel operation retiree. I worked for Marriott for 25 years. And during that time, I was working in the lodging and the contract services business. I was involved with customer service and strategy and human resources and loss prevention. And I retired in 1998 and formed a little business. The business was involved in planning, strategy, leadership development, and later on in executive coaching. And then in 2009, I actually published a book called Resilient Leadership. I authored it with my co-author, Bob Duggan, and we formed a little company that we're currently operating out of Columbia, Maryland, which is involved in coaching and consulting.
Well, I visited your website a little bit, and I think the basis and some of the foundation of your business comes from some of the writings and teachings of Dr. Murray Bowen. Would that be correct?
Yeah, that's right. Dr. Bowen was a psychotherapist who lived from 1913 to 1990, and he invented a methodology of psychotherapy, which really is called family systems theory. And we've written our material based on the content of his wonderful work. So, you know, the content that we put together is based on scientific research and a lot of theory that was put in place, and then a practice that he was actually involved in himself as a psychotherapist for a number of years. He was in Topeka, Kansas for a period of time and then relocated to Washington, D.C., and my colleague Bob Duggan and I have really studied his material a lot. And when we decided to write a book and build a concept around it, we wanted to build it on something that was really solid, and so we, after a period of research, we build it on that content.
Well, we kind of agreed ahead of time that our title today would be Navigating the Hidden Chemistry of Organizations, and I wanted to, that's a mouthful, obviously, and I'm sure it's a brainful, so I wanted to have you go into that just a little bit, and then I'm sure that'll bring up some questions.
Okay, sure. Resilient leadership is really the first model that substantially looks at the workplace anxiety that's caused by so much of the turbulence that we're involved in our day in and day out lives. So, you know, we in the work that Bob and I did, we found that most of the organizations that we were involved in have an inherent anxiousness in them. Actually, that discovery is what took us to do the research that helped us think through the utilization of Murray Bowen's work. But today, you know, with the transitions that we're going through, with the way in which we're involved in business on a 24/7 basis and also our interconnection with the world, the level of anxiety that goes up in work environments is substantial. And what we've come to recognize is that what we would do best at is providing leaders with some training and development which would help them begin to manage their own level of anxiety. And in so doing, they can bring sort of a peacefulness and a calmness to the work environment that they're involved in, or even into the social networks that they find themselves in if they're practicing this material, you know, outside of the outside of work. So the cornerstone of our concept then is about the idea of making sure that we help our help the people that come to visit with us understand where the level of anxiety exists in them, envision how to understand it by looking at the emotional systems that they find themselves in, and then give them the challenge of first and foremost working on themselves to reduce the anxiety that they find within themselves first. And in so doing, they become, you know, what we call in our business a step-down transformer, or they become an individual that has less anxiety than those around them. And in so doing, they're able to allow the organization that they lead, or perhaps the family system that they're involved in, function in a much more effective way and in a way that is driven by thoughtfulness rather than reactivity. So the idea really is to get a hold of this notion of reactivity in the environments we find ourselves in and work to reduce it. So that's sort of the core principle of the material that we put together and the concept that we've created.
Jim, how would you, one of the things that comes to mind when we hear this scientific basis behind it, I'm very happy to hear that, because a lot of the coaching routines and things we see out there really don't even go that deep. So I'm really glad to hear it. But how would you define it maybe a little more and tell us a little bit about how it's different from other leadership development concepts or programs like that?
Sure. You know, like the real difference is, which I've mentioned just briefly, but I can go into in a little more depth, the real difference between our program and maybe another kind of leadership program is it focuses in on the emotional dynamics that are going on inside a work environment instead of the rational dynamics. So what I mean by rational is, you know, other professional development programs are teaching you how to have more effective meetings, maybe how to put a strategic plan together, or how to be able to manage your work volume through time management tools. And all of those mechanisms and tools are really, really helpful. But what's important to recognize, I think, is that all of them are, you know, put into a work environment that, more than anything else, is driven by the emotional network or the emotional system that underlies all of the work environment activities that we find ourselves in. So it's also true in family systems. So the idea is that, first of all, instead of working on the rational system, our leadership development program works on the emotional system and on this activity that goes on between individuals that has them either anxiety-filled with one another or not. The second thing, and I think the other most significant distinction of our work, is that it talks about the notion of taking the work to heart and working on yourself first. The idea of getting involved in reducing your own level of anxiety and reactivity that arises out of anxiety, so that when you show up in your work setting or when you show up in your family setting, you're showing up as a non-anxious presence. And so what happens is that if you come into an environment and you're more calm and cool and more convicted in the method of your leadership or your work with your family system, you lower the anxiety of the folks around you, and you enable them to produce and work with you and with one another in a much more effective way. Actually, it doesn't replace all of the other rational system tools that you have to also put in place. It simply enables them to be much more successful and effective. So I think the two distinctions are: works on the emotional process rather than the rational system, and focuses in on working on self first rather than to, you know, go about the business of trying to change others.
I'm thinking of, while you're going through this, and I can tell you that I had a client in the, it was a contractor in Tallahassee years ago, that I don't think everything ran for him as effectively until he was almost at a fever pitch emotionally and screaming and yelling and cursing at subordinates at the workplace. And while that worked for him, you could tell it did not work for the other employees.
You know, it's really true. And there's a physiological reason for that. And so it's something that probably my father and probably myself when I was an older, younger person never recognized. But sort of the physiology of it is that when you are put under stress, where there is a degree of fear that comes in to you, what happens is that the part of your brain that you're functioning with is called your amygdala. And your amygdala, which is your primary brain, the brain that we have in common with primates, is the part of your brain that reacts to fear. And so you're going to be highly reactive as you work towards eliminating the threat that's in your work environment. Our ancestors feared being eaten by the next bigger animal that was in the environment where they were living. And today we don't have that problem, but what we still have is amygdala that can be fired off instantaneously when you are brought into a situation where you are fearful. And what happens is your cerebral cortex, the thinking part of your brain, simply doesn't function. Literally, it's bypassed as your system tries to manage itself to a place of greater safety. So you get into fight or flight or affiliation with someone so that you can eliminate the risk that you feel. So while that aggressive leader that you were referring to in your example there may have felt better in the way he handled his own anxiety, the men and women around him were not nearly as capable of thinking creatively and imaginatively because, frankly, the behavior that he had with you was shutting down all of their individual cerebral cortexes, and they were all functioning with their amygdalas, trying to just escape the fear of being around them. And that really, really is an important point in figuring out how to maximize the productivity of the people around you. So it's a key thought that, frankly, I've learned from studying Dr. Bowen's theory.
Excellent. Jim, we're going to take a break just for a second. We're talking with Jim Moyer. We'll be right back. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to ask him to share a couple of stories, maybe some tips, ideas on how we can do better at this in our families and in the workplace. We'll be right back.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the show for age 50-plus business owners. We're interviewing over 250 professional advisors for their tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new 20-minute interviews and 1-minute highlights every day at ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
We're back. We're talking with Jim Moyer of Resilient Leadership, LLC. And Jim, I appreciate probably me getting you off track on some of the topics, but we agreed that we would talk about the hidden chemistry of organizations, and I would like to hear more about that.
Well, okay, in the hidden chemistry of organizations, what's going on there is the men and women who come to work every day, and can I broaden the definition of organizations to include communities and family systems? So we could talk about any group of people. They come to their association with one another every day, open and ready to make a contribution typically, eager and willing to try to make it through the day in a way that enables them to feel good about what they accomplished, good about the family system that they were a part of. And the dynamics and what we do with one another, the machinery of our life has to be managed well. So we have to, I'm trying to use another word to describe the rational world, the things that we find ourselves doing in the world that we confront. Are important, and we need to organize them well, execute them well, and have plans that work. We need to have a family system that moves through its responsibilities successfully and raises children and moves things along if it's a family system with children in it. But underneath all of it, there's a hidden chemistry, that's what we talk about, which is this emotional network. And everything is either made easier or perhaps even made excellent or blocked by the effectiveness of working through this hidden chemistry. So this is the substance of what Dr. Murray Bowen wrote about. And inside this world, there are most people in back in the day when I was a younger fellow that would call this the soft stuff, the cushy stuff, or the stuff that most people never talked about and they didn't want to deal with, emotions. And yet what Murray Bowen has done is he has given it a concreteness, a level of solid content which you can study and learn to manage. And that is this thing that we put the label hidden chemistry around. So what you do in that area is you practice seeing and then thinking and then leading in a much different way. What you do in seeing is you learn to watch for emotional process, first of all. Instead of simply observing people in the mechanics of the day, you continue to do that. But what you also do is you begin to have enough awareness of the social and emotional interaction of the people as you look for this thing called emotional process. And you can identify emotional processes by looking at how it influences situations. And you see things like self-other forces or automatic functioning. Automatic functioning, for example, is that if you're careful enough and watchful enough of the environment around you, you can see the level of anxiety or frustration rise in people that you're with, and you can see them fire off quickly as they automatically function to try to manage their own reactivity. It doesn't take much of a study to be able to begin to develop this skill. And when you see that going on around you, what happens in the hidden chemistry that you're seeing is that you're now able to help that individual reduce their level of fear and anxiety so that they can work with you in a much more productive, or work with others in a more productive way. The other thing is you have to think systems. And what thinking systems mean is, for example, you can look for something called an emotional triangle. You'll see in situations where two people are at one another around some challenge that one or both of them will try to triangulate the other person. They'll reach out to someone who's not involved in the confrontation and try to pull that third person in to help to get them to agree with their side of the debate. And in fact, that person might even be you as you try to triangle someone in or be triangled by others. And so seeing the emotional triangle that arises out of a systems analysis of what's going on in this emotional world is once again looking at the hidden chemistry. Actually, one of the things that Murray Bowen has done that has been so successful and helpful to us also is to help us understand that, at least help me understand that there's a reason, a logical reason why I do these things in the way I do them, an emotional process, not only arising out of being a human being, but also arising out of the presence of the past. The way in which I was raised as a young fella in my family has a whole lot to do with how I manage myself in reactive situations. For example, I might, in a reactive situation, I might become overbearing and aggressive and dominant, or I might become recessive and withdraw. And seeing that in myself helps me manage my own reactivity, and seeing that concept in others helps me know how to lead them as I see them either travel towards me or travel away from me when they're involved in a stressful situation, you know, in working with me. And then finally, leading differently means you focus on being a self-differentiated person. You struggle mightily over years with this stuff to eventually become more and more peaceful within yourself, more and more confident and calm by seeing these emotional processes around you and understanding them and managing them. For me, what it's done in my life is it's equipped me with a way of leading others in a way that I sure wish I would have had when I was 25 years old, because I was, in fact, very reactive back in those days. But now I'm much different, and I'm able to see the emotional processes around me and manage the world around me in a completely different way. So, and we have many, many people that have worked with our company that have benefited from the same kind of professional development.
Well, I can see obviously the most obvious situation might be an ownership or management situation in a company trying to get more fluid and have better processes and systems as they work through this emotionally with their employees. But you also, your company, and you also help certify other coaches in this process and make them better as well, don't you?
We really do. Our little company is operated out of Columbia, Maryland, and we have a process of certifying professional trainers and coaches who learn the principles of resilient leadership. Actually, they study the underlying theory of Bowen as well. And they can take their professional capabilities, either as a leader or as a professional coach, and add to it a whole new dimension of working with others. Because it's in the hidden chemistry of work environments and working with people on this area that I call the emotional system rather than the rational system, most of our clients find that they're adding a completely new and very, very helpful dimension to their coaching or to their consulting environment. And it is so helpful to people, I found, in their professional careers because they now have a whole other service that they can offer. And we certify them, and once they're certified, they're capable of using our materials, and they're able to also benefit from continued professional development that we provide in our little company over the internet. So it's a pretty spectacular little addition. I found most people are telling us.
Well, Jim, if you would please give us the way that people can get to your book. Number one, number two, how they can get to your website and see more about your training and your team, and how they can get in touch with you.
Sure. First of all, the book is available on available at Amazon.com. You can get it there, and Barnes & Noble also has it. But the way to really get more access to our company and also buy the book is just to go onto the web. It's resilientleadershiptraining.com, resilientleadershiptraining.com. And you'll see the website that includes a couple things. You'll see some testimonials by customers and clients. You'll see a self-assessment. A kind of fun thing to do is to, right at the very beginning, you can take a self-assessment to determine your own level of what we call self-differentiation. And you can make an appointment for a coaching conversation and get a hold of our general manager. Our general manager's name is Eve Finstein. Eve Finstein. If you make a note and get a hold of Eve, she'll get back in touch with you right away. The other thing that you'll be able to see is there's professional development opportunities on our website as well, things that you can do to learn more about our material and to become a certified trainer or coach.
Well, Jim, thank you so much. We appreciate the time and the information today. It's been wonderful. I always love hearing about this coaching, and I love the scientific aspect that you've thrown into this when we're talking about the stuff that you've gotten from Dr. Murray Bowen.
Well, thank you, Buck, and it's a pleasure to be living down here in Florida with you.
are you in St. Augustine?
I'm down here in St. Augustine. I was, not far away from you, so I might just come up and say hello to you.
That'd be wonderful. We'd love to have you.
Okay.
Again, Jim Moyer of Resilient Leadership. The company's out of Columbia, Maryland. ResilientLeadershipTraining.com. Go look at the website and give them a call and talk to them about their process. We've been talking with Jim Moyer. We're going to take a short break, so stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Hey everyone, it's Bill Black, the Exit Coach, and let's face it, handing over the reins of a business that you've been running for years is an emotional thing for sellers, and you want to know that your baby is in good hands. There's a company out there called Delta Business Services that's created a process to create certainty for a successful business exit, and you ought to know about it. Heath Bronson at Delta Business Services is someone that you ought to talk to. They've created a strategy that will take the uncertainty and the worry out of your business exit because they will buy your business and help with the transition and the transfer of the business. That's right, at Delta Business Services, they'll make sure that your exit strategy is pain and worry-free with their common-sense personal approach. To find out more information, you just got to go to their website and check it out. It's at deltabusinessservices.com. That's deltabusinessservices.com. Or contact Keith Bronson at 210-369-4161. That's 210-369-4161.